Welcome back to JLD Live. I am Kizzy Kid, the JLD Boss Don, the host with the most, and I'm here with some near and dear friend of mine, or friends, whichever one you want to talk to.
Or host, or, you know, actual talent, you know. David Ruffin has
finally... Where the fuck have you been?
David Ruffin has finally returned.
He wasn't here for, like, at least an episode
or two. And nobody was watching you, Otis.
And who the fuck are you calling Otis? You're not talking to me. You must be talking to anybody else.
The nigga nobody watched while I was gone.
Who the fuck are you talking about? There's like a second most
played episode. CJ is back. Ruffin is in the building.
Yeah, whatever you say, yo.
Without David Ruffin, y'all ain't nothing.
Nah, shut the fuck up. David Ruffin fucking left. And shit like that, and if fucking
and what happened to ticket sales? You had to find another light skinned nigga.
No, we didn't. Who was the other light skinned nigga?
That nigga Dennis.
There's nobody named Dennis here.
You ain't watched Temptations movie,
nigga. I know what the fuck you're talking about. I'm just saying, who the fuck is Dennis?
Exactly.
Shut up, yo.
Compared to Ruffy, who the fuck is Dennis?
Shut the fuck up.
No, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you shut the fuck up.
Yo. Trying to play Shaq with Smush Parker.
Man, go the fuck away, yo. Anyway, nigga. So.
Can't replace a giant with an ant, nigga. What the fuck?
Which one are you? The giant or the ant? Because you definitely
got either
an
way,
ant.
There's no replacing me.
Yeah.
Either fucking way.
Yeah, whatever you fucking say. Welcome back, nigga. Where you been at? What's been going on, man?
Life. Where you been at? I heard your ass went to Fire Island.
Yes, I actually did.
I really thought you went to Fire Festival for the longest. I was like, this dumb bitch.
I didn't go to Fire Festival.
I was like, in my head, I was like,
I wasn't trapped on the fucking
this
island.
This nigga chose to go to the Hunger Games. What kind of shit is this?
Nah, I went out there to handle some business. And were the odds ever
in your favor?
Yeah, it was handled in my favor. It was a great place. It's a great place. Shout out to when I'm at it. Shout out to. Shit, forgot to do the shadows. Shout out to Anchor. Shout out to Spotify. Shout out to everybody that's pressed play. The viewership has gone up tremendously in our absence. It's been like a month or two since we recorded. I just want to say, start off the show, and I'll end it with it too, that I appreciate everybody that's been sitting there and supporting the podcast. We love y'all. JLD loves y'all. Jerry's on Dynasty. Shout out to the whole JLD crew, by the way, too.
Fuck y'all niggas.
And the brand, too. Don't talk about yourself that way. Anyway.
I ain't one of them JOD niggas.
Yes, you are. You're wearing a
no,
JOD.
All hat, y'all bitches
yo. You're wearing a JOD.
No,
hat
all y'all
right
bitches
don't
is
don't
up for fucking trades, all right?
Don't do
contracts
that.
Is not getting renewed. You got to earn your spot again.
He
fuck out of here.
He don't mean none of that shit.
You want to bet?
All right, yo. Anyway, so.
I will have a training camp in this bitch, all right?
Shut up, bro. Shout out to the. While I'm at it. Shout out to.
That nigga's on some hard knives.
Shout out to. Kendall Richter, nice to meet you, love. I told you I would shout you out when I sat there and think, because she asked me about what JLD means and everything like that.
Don't be using a podcast to simp. What the fuck?
It wasn't a podcast to simp. I'm not using it as a chance to simp, because I don't simp, first of all. Second of all.
Sounds real simpish.
It's not real simpish. If you fucking let me finish, you'll understand why I say that. Because I met somebody else who also has a company named JLD. I'm going to smack the shit out of you. I met somebody who also had a JLD thing, and it was like a little, not company, it was like a little celebration that she had, like, with her mom. So she saw me with the JLD hat on, and she took a picture of it and sent it to her mom to say, yo, somebody else out here has a JLD thing. And I told her about JLD and what we do, and I told her about the podcast, and I told her that I would shout her out on it. I'll DM her the episode later. There we go. Fucking done. Are you glad,
sounds
nigga?
Sounds like a long-winded way of just...
So you are. I know what you're about to say. Shut the fuck up.
What was I say?
Huh?
So, what was I about to say?
I don't know. You're going to sound like a bitch. I'm not trying to speak like you, so I'm going to repeat
that was
it.
That was beautiful.
But you know what's crazy?
That was beautiful.
You know what's also crazy? Rest in peace to P&B Rock, man. RIP the P&B Rock, man. That situation had me like, what the fuck? Because when I saw, when he first happened, I saw that he got shot, but he was in critical condition. So I saw, I was driving, and I saw, and I said, yo, I hope he makes it through. And then literally like 30 minutes later, I saw on my timeline that he like died. I was like, holy shit, yo. Over a fucking chain, bro.
And I ain't gonna hold you. This is the weirdest shit ever. Like, cause, what's his name? Ice-T had a, like, a... He came out and said, like, basically, like, this is what he was talking about when he was telling niggas, make sure y'all check in when y'all go to LA. It's the game capital of the world.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. He was on, he said it on Twitter. But didn't he say that, like, years ago?
He said that about the Super Bowl, basically.
When the Super Bowl was in LA?
Yeah, it was basically like, just so y'all know, y'all want to come out here, it's over 20,000 active gamers, which I get. I know.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forget. He did. I remember seeing that on Twitter. He did tweet that.
My thing is, though.
And he was like, don't get your chain tucked. Don't get your shit. There are people literally looking to. Yo, I heard, like, on the word on the streets, like, on some real shit, on the streets, I heard that, like, LA is crazy right now. Like, my people that live in LA, they've been saying, like,
niggas getting right shit took like crazy. It's not even funny no more.
Like, they be in their house broken my into thing, and though, all that.
Like, here's the thing I'm wondering. Who the fuck am I checking in with?
I you know what? That's a good question. That's what
it came down to. Like, was basically, remember when you come out there, you got checking, like, who the fuck am I checking in with? Because I feel like if I check in with y'all niggas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I get robbed over there, then what the fuck was the point of talking to y'all bitches?
Mainly,
and vice versa.
I guess it depends on where you go. Because you can go to, like, let's say you're going to, like, Compton, and then you're going to, like, a place like Inglewood, two different places. But both areas have, like, a shitload of gangs in it. So, yeah. Like...
No, I mean, that's, you know, fine. I mean? That's fine. But my thing also, too, is, like, real talk. If we're going out to L.A., right, you really think you're going to be sitting there in Inglewood and Compton and shit? No. You going to where the slip... Like, if you... Not saying us, but I'm talking about if you P&B Rock, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is he really going out... Well, actually, let me take that back, because niggas love trying to prove some shit. But you know what I mean, right? Well, actually, I have to take that back. If you aren't doing anything fucking illegal, who the fuck you need to check in with for?
You know what I think it
and
is.
And I mean, also, like, when I say that, I mean, like, literally, you've never claimed to be in that life. You could be about that life all you want, but you never claimed it. It's never been played up in your music. Whatever.
Didn't P&B Rock did put in?
No, I'm saying just in a general person. Period. Because it's less about P&B Rock. It's more about, like, Ice-T's statement where, like, you got checking and shit, which I respect because I'm saying, you know. One cross, you gotta pay the toll type shit. It is what it is. As they said, you know, that's not home, so you gotta know how they move out there.
Right.
I'm wondering though, if I'm just a regular nigga trying to come here, party, whatever, who the fuck I gotta check in with for?
I think the check in thing more so applies to people who are either in, like, the game or people who are, like, of known credibility.
Was P&B Rock like that though? Because I ain't never paid attention to a nigga that much to say he had the tails on a nigga.
He was popular.
No, I mean, like, about that life, like,
I don't think so, but
I
like,
I never paid attention to him.
But he is a person of notoriety, you know what I'm saying? He is a person of notoriety, and when you're a person of notoriety and you're known, everything, it doesn't matter whether or not you're in a part of that life or not, like,
yeah, not, and that's like, that's
people are gonna be checking for you. It's the same, let's also ask, not act like it's not the same way in Jersey, it's not the same way in New York with certain places that you go, certain places that you go,
not like that, not. Not the way L.A. been doing it recently, not like that.
Okay, thank you for clarifying that. Because
you can get to chain snatch anywhere, but...
That's what I'm saying.
But I think also this is why we gotta be... I think we start having a real conversation about these artists and shit. Y'all niggas gotta be smart with who you posting and what you're posting and who's posting you. Because what I'm hearing, him and his girlfriend shared his location and shit.
Yeah, I saw a video where he was saying that, like, I'm in somewhere, pull up. Stop testing people, yo. Listen, I don't gotta prove that y'all gangster or anything to nobody.
Man, fuck
nobody.
That. You know the worst thing that ever happened? Tekashi 6ix9ine had niggas thinking they invincible.
Well, he is technically invincible because he has these people called the feds behind him.
Yeah, like I said, he has niggas thinking they invincible. The hell, pull up on me, suck my dick shit.
Right.
I don't know.
Shit is crazy, yo. But rest in peace, man. That shit sucks, bro. And then, a huge big FU to the people who were fucking recording him essentially dying. You know, with the video with him. Did you hear about that?
I've seen it? It's fucked up.
It's fucked up, yo.
I'm kind of like...
Why are you mad about it? You're watching a dying man, yo. That shit is crazy. It made me twitch like when Nipsey did it. When he did it with Nipsey.
Here's one. Is me doing anything gonna save this nigga?
I mean, calling the cops and, like, I'm calling the police. I mean, not the police. The ambulance. 911 and fucking ding. But, like,
alright, now, after that's done. I am never going to sit here. I am never going to sit here and ever condone and be okay with niggas just taking out cameras and recording niggas in moments like that ever. That's just not okay with me on any circumstances whatsoever.
Right.
But at the same fucking time, though, and it's not an excuse or a condoning it. I'm just being real. I don't think those rules of decency really apply anymore in the world we live in. Because everything is through the filter of a phone now.
I can see why you say that.
And that's why I don't agree with it. I don't respect it and I don't condone it. But I at least, I'm tired of getting mad about it because I know this is not how people operate.
I said, but we shouldn't. I was going to say, I feel you. I can see why you say that. But I still think we should still at least put the shame on it to make it so we don't ever sit there and co-sign it and make you think that that's okay.
What the hell happened to your auntie and uncle? You be crying and shit over that.
Yeah, exactly. And that's somebody's family member. Like I said, these people got families and shit, yo. He had two beautiful daughters that like now are going to grow up without their father. You know what I mean? That shit is tough, man.
Can I ask you a question, then?
Yeah.
This is, remove it just from a heavier subject to just to change the conversation a little bit.
All right.
You saw that video with Joe Budden and Adam 22?
Joe Budden and Adam 22? Oh, when Adam 22 was on the Joe Budden podcast?
And they were kind of trying to jump on about, like, why do you post?
Yeah, why is everybody always going after either Adam 22 or Vlad TV and acting like they're the only people that do this? Or academics, and they're acting like they're the only people in the world who do this. There's people that do this on a smaller level, too, who deserve credit, too.
Think about
because
this.
Because they be posting real shit. Like, for example, Doggy Diamonds. Shout out to Doggy Diamonds. That's, like, his shit is dope. Like, I fuck with him.
I think the problem is, though, and you saw a video, right, with them going at him?
Yeah. Going at Adam.
My thing is, all this sounded like to me was a bunch of bitch-ass dry-hating because he has a platform
that's bigger than yours?
Yes.
What is your thoughts on the whole critique? Who do you think was right in that conversation?
Although I don't always agree with Adam 22, I think he was right in this situation because, one, Ish and all them niggas was fucking disingenuous as fuck. Because the problem is, you're not mad this white boy is sitting here making money off these niggas' death. You're mad he's making more money off of it than you.
I was going to say, do you think it's because of his skin color? Because you
down to like that, this new post 2018 Eminem hate. Like, you could, no matter what happens, just because he white, it's going to be an issue. Because that's what you try to make it. It's like a white issue. Like, these my nephews and shit. I'm like, these not your nephews, my nigga. Because if your nephews is out here, my nigga, you wouldn't just be sitting here talking about it. And that's the thing. Y'all are so mad at Adam, but what do y'all do? The exact same shit. You sit y'all old asses up here on this platform and give y'all opinion.
Right.
And again,
right.
And the one thing that killed me is like, I'm 40 years old. These niggas don't know no better. I'm like, what the fuck, nigga? Like, if I'm one of the niggas who they trying to so-called defend hearing this shit, I'm like, you think I'm stupid and I can't defend myself? Like, the fuck, nigga? Like, and then it's that whole picking a fight for somebody else when they're not even mad about it. Because the first thing that came out, he's like, you're more mad about this than the gangbangers that be on my show that be mad about it.
Right.
Again, and I'm in the world, I've had this stance since like even like back way back in the day with academics and Vic Mensa. He was mad that he was doing a war in Chirac. I'm like, y'all can get mad at academics all y'all want for posting and creating the content.
But the
thing is, y'all gotta get mad at yourselves for giving niggas like him the content to begin with. Because academics wasn't out there in Chirac with his phone out recording niggas get shot. It was them niggas putting that shit on the line.
I'll give you that.
So how can he get mad? How can y'all get mad? Well, I see how y'all can get mad, but honestly, on some intellectual consistency, how can you get mad about that one when you're the ones who are giving them the content to report on?
That's true, too.
And this situation now is a little different because now you have other blogs hating on other blogs because they do better numbers.
But that was always going to be a thing, bro.
Yeah, like, you met, like, Joe, like, shit like that, like, I've never, like, mind you, Joe's had some hot takes on his show, but I've never seen his comment section just 100% against him. Like, yo, you always, like, it was bitch me how y'all handled that. Like, they literally said, I saw him, the white boy clear, Joe, like, shit is wild.
it's nuts, man. But here's, I'm glad that you said that, because I was thinking the same thing. I was sitting there and saying, when I saw the conversation, I was like, yo, one, they're not particularly having a bone to pick with him because he's doing the same thing. It's there clearly is some type of enviness and jealousy there because he's doing better than them in terms of like making like monetization off of the situation. And also because he's white, because there's other platforms that do the same thing, specifically like what they were getting on him, I think, if I remember correctly, Kevin Samuels specifically. That's what Joe brought up. I don't like what you do in terms of like posting things. And Adam had a good point. If it's not him, then wait, it would have been
Kevin Samuels?
Yeah, I think that's what I, because the clip that I saw.
Oh, good. Okay.
Joe started with, mentioned Kevin Samuels, and Joe was like, yo, I don't like when you do that shit. And Adam was like, what are you talking about? He said, the fact that you're posting shit after he died. I think Adam was basically just like, yo, but if it's not me, then it's going to be someone else. Okay. And like, isn't that technically extending his legacy and introducing him to new people?
Like, with that, I think what happened was Joe was talking about Kevin Samuels. Ice and Ish talking about all the gangster rappers he has on. And then, like, basically, like, does he create more beef? Does he perpetuate more beef and more drama and more violence in the streets and
no.
shit? Exactly. Now, the Kevin Samuels short answer thing, is no. I find hilarious because didn't y'all motherfuckers have it on your platform, too?
Yo, exactly. And so that was what I was getting to, too.
If all clout chasing is the same, right?
Once again, you're not mad at him because he's doing, because you're doing the same thing. You're mad at him because he's being more successful at it than you. Not only are you more mad, it's not even just that. It's the fact that he's white. A white boy doing better than you. Not like, which is just so happens. And like, even with the academics thing, like you were saying earlier, if it wasn't going to be, because Adam said this too, if it's not me, it's going to be somebody else. And it happens on smaller levels, which is very true. If you search up Kevin Samuels, for example, you're going to see other channels. Like, for example, Mediocre Reviews. Shout out to him. He's dope as hell. But he talks about Kevin Samuels all the fucking time and puts up things. Matter of fact, there's a channel on YouTube that is constantly putting up Kevin, that literally has ripped sound from Kevin Samuels' lives and condensed them into videos about the topics and then talked about said topics. Like, for example, there was one video I saw about 9 women red flags, and it was literally just an 8-minute video of Kevin Samuels talking about the flags, and I remember him saying it in a live. So I'm saying, like, yo, there are people who do it on smaller levels. It's just that it just so happens that Adam has a big platform.
The thing is, and also I think you're mad because Kevin Samuels never had a problem with that shit.
No, he didn't. He actually said it's good that my message is getting out there. And also, like we went back to say earlier, Joe Budden does the same exact shit with different topics. But
it's funny though.
With different things.
The thing is, that's crazy because this nigga been dead almost a year.
Can't throw rocks and hide your hand. Nigga's
still talking about him after all this time.
People are gonna always talk about him. He's cemented his legacy, bro.
That nigga gonna be legendary.
He's always cemented.
Oh my god, the sound clips in a couple years.
Huh?
The sound clips of Kevin Samuels in a couple years.
The sound clips in general in a couple of years with people in general is going to be there. That's what's the crazy thing about creating this content. Shout out to our content because I went and listened through all of our catalog over the time, over the little break that we all had. It's so good to be back, by the way. I missed this podcasting shit. Right? And I noticed that, like, yo, God forbid anything happens to us, we're knocking on wood, but anything happens, like, yo, this shit is cemented. This shit is cemented. We've had this podcast since 2019, yo.
Yeah.
It's been fucking, like, how many years is that? Like, 2-3? About almost 3 years, yeah. Right? We've been here for 3 fucking years, yo. And we've literally, like, broken ceilings, done like thing and continue to do great, but God forbid something happens to me and you, our shit will still be here, yo. It'll be here, and that's the crazy thing about making content. And so, like, technically,
and I'll be here to collect all your royalties.
No, oh my god, stop it! Like, but that's the crazy thing about JLD too. The legacy is cemented already. It's there.
Yeah,
the shit runs itself.
You know what's funny now, thinking about this shit, like,
gotta love it, man. Legacy is important.
Just knowing how people react to certain shit, right? And mm-hmm. I actually wanted your opinion on this because it's literally in your field. I think, like, a couple weeks ago, there was this,
Which field are you talking about? I do a lot of
your
shit.
Your mental health bag.
Psychology? I bet. Tell me what's up.
There was I think it was, like, a TikTok about this, therapist who went online and basically kept saying, like, long story short, best saying, like, black men, you need to go to therapy to figure out your shit.
Oh my gosh. Is she a black woman with dreads?
Yeah.
I know what the fuck you're talking about, yeah. Oh my god.
Now,
right.
Okay.
Go ahead. So finish up for the audience. Explain the audience and I got
so
you.
So, mind you, I don't think anybody really disagrees with anybody getting told, anybody recommending getting therapy to anybody. But I think.
No, I do.
Anyway.
I do.
I'm trying to do it for prosperity reasons, all right? Let me have this one.
Go ahead, fine. Go ahead. Speak your shit, yo.
Let me get the business out first. Let me start fucking around.
No. Go.
Anyway, so I think for most people, what they had an issue was less her advice, more her approach and her tone. I'm not going to argue that because we don't want to get down the fucking rabbit hole of tone policing a black woman before it turns to a whole different kind of conversation. But safe to say, some people didn't like how she addressed the topic. And apparently, later on, it came back and she had gotten fired.
Mm-hmm.
So she came back on, was more mad, blamed it on black men again. Come to find out, it was black women who reported her, and it was a black woman who wrote an article about how this was kind of messed up. Now, again, my thing is, as someone who's just seeing this and who respects mental health and all that shit, and as someone who
respects mental health, and right?
Respects that, maybe not necessarily the confidentiality, but the relationship a therapist should have with a patient, I'm sitting here thinking, like, I feel sorry for anybody who goes to her for therapy, because, like, what the fuck? And I think she said something to the effect that, like, 90% of her clients are black men. And now she's mad she got fired. Now, I'm wondering, for somebody who's not even not specifically in her field, but on that end of the spectrum, could you be fired for that one?
Could you get fired for what, exactly?
For what she did? Like, do you think it's out of pocket that she got fired for what she did?
I can go now? First of all, if you're an upcoming therapist, and you're currently getting your degree, you're going for your exam, your LSW, your LPACT, all that other stuff. I just want to sit there and let you know that this whole situation is a concrete example of what the fuck not to do. You will get fired. Granted, there's no. I don't want somebody to lose their livelihood. And you know, everything that she's worked for, because I know how hard that shit is. But at the same time, yes.
Am I wrong? I kind of want her to, because...
No.
Hear me wrong. Yeah, I never want anybody to lose anything they worked hard for, but if this is the field you're in, and that's the attitude you have towards the people you're supposed to be helping, you're worse than people who mean to do them harm.
And that's what I'm getting to, bro. And what I'm saying is, like, yo... I don't want to lose somebody to lose livelihood because, like, you know, we all got bills to pay and et cetera, all that shit. That's where I'm coming from.
Wait, question. I'm sorry. Quick question.
Right.
Because not saying lose her livelihood, but I don't think her job should be as someone's therapist. I don't think that.
I agree to disagree with that. And I'll tell you why.
Well, I mean, like, I feel like you can do a lot of things with those degrees. You can do a lot of other jobs besides literally being on the couch with somebody. Because from what
the impact is also the same.
Yes, but... different, though. You can do a lot more with that degree than just...
It depends on what degree she has, to be honest with you.
From how decorated she is, I feel like she can find another job that doesn't...
What was her credentials? Was she a PhD, if I remember correctly?
I don't know.
She wasn't a doctor. I think she was just, like, a licensed therapist.
Yeah, I feel like...
So she basically just has probably, like, her LAC or LPC or
LSW. You can
LSW.
Do a lot with that. You can be a social worker with that degree.
Yes.
So, that's what I mean. Like,
that's where I am.
So, I would never advocate for her losing her livelihood at all, but I don't think she deserves it. She just should be in the
chair. No, when I'm saying livelihood, I mean, like, just, like, her job and, like, being able to make money and get a check, like, from week to week.
Not at all. Nobody should ever lose that.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I mean,
however,
as far as her career as a therapist, specifically a therapist.
Yeah, exactly. However, she...
that needs to go. I'm sorry.
She's, like I said, I agree to disagree with that. The reason why I agree to disagree with that is because she... did the wrong thing. She probably didn't even get fired because she didn't get fired because of her opinion. She didn't get let go because of, like, what she said. She got fired because she publicly put things out there that doesn't need to be out there. And she's made her company look bad. When people researched her and found her and they wrote the article and everything, they found out where she works. And she got fired not because of her opinion. She got fired more so because she made the company look bad. You know what I mean? You made the company.
You're fucking with the bottom line.
You're ruffling feathers. And any company would let you go. If she worked for JLD, I would have let her go. Because I'm like, yo, you are out here. What you do outside of the office is your business. Don't get me wrong. But the fact that you feel this way, those are the type of conversations that, as a therapist, This is legitly what supervision is for. And for people who don't know what supervision is, it's essentially basically just you talking to a senior therapist or another person who has either the same rank as you or higher. Majority of the time, it's higher. So you go to them and you tell them, yo, I'm talking to Tommy and I don't know what to do with this month.
It's kind of like peer reviewing your brain.
No, it's not peer reviewing your brain. It's them literally helping you out with your situation or taking it over for you or sitting there and throwing at darts at the board to see what sticks. They're like, yo, I tried A, B, and C. And they're like, yo, you do D, E, and F. Or you can just use it as a vent session to be like, yo, these people are getting on my damn nerves, yo. Every good therapist, rule of thumb, any good therapist should have a therapist for that reason. And if you don't have a therapist to do that, then you're supposed to technically pay somebody to have supervision with you. Yeah. Unless you're that good. And nobody's that good.
As a therapist, right?
Mm-hmm.
Should you not always have an air of impartiality?
A what?
Should you not always have an air of impartiality?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you are a black man...
I am.
...who's going... Oh, yeah, my bad. I forgot. Not like that. Just, but you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Right.
But as a black man, right, mm-hmm. I would not feel comfortable telling her anything because even if you don't present that, the way you talk about niggas shows a lot of underlying hate and disdain.
And that's the other part I was about to touch on.
This is why I mm-hmm. say... I will never advocate for anyone, black or white, but especially a black person to lose their livelihood. I just don't think she needs to be in a chair across the room from anybody. And it's even if it's not a black man across the room, I don't feel like you can give honest, helpful advice to somebody because you're going to operate out of your own biases, period.
Well, it's not about giving advice and shit like that. It's not about that at all. That's a big misconception.
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying as far as anybody, you are in a position of power over somebody else.
Oh, yeah.
In their mental state.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Like, again, that right there, even if it's
not... But it takes two to tango, though. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, but I guarantee one person can derail that in a way the other person can't.
No, very, very true. But... if you're a good therapist or if you've had any type of training, you know to not walk that line. Like, okay, so I guarantee you there's a bunch of...
What about being a good therapist wasn't that shit?
That honestly just looks like somebody who you can tell does not have any type of supervision and has not healed from their own trauma. Just to let you know...
So would that make them an effective therapist?
No, not at all. She's a sucky therapist.
Move that ass on.
No. If anything, she should probably stay a therapist and she should probably sit there and go get supervision and sit there and learn from her mistakes because she can sit there and tell the next therapist that she runs into or tell clients. If a client comes into her office and says, I've been dealing with X, Y, and Z and I lost my job, she can be like, yo, I can relate. Same shit happened to me. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people out here that won't learn that lesson and everything like that. But yo, I'm saying she should probably keep her shit, but then like she should have gotten corrected. But they fired her, and they basically fired her because it's too public. That shit went viral, bro.
Also comes to another level.
And if it wasn't viral, a smart team and everything would have intervened. And they were her supervisor or whatever would have sat there and checked her down and sat her down and be like, yo, what are you doing?
But here's the
like,
thing, though.
What are you doing? You're making a company look bad. You're making yourself look bad.
That did just go viral. It was not just one video. It was a series of videos. So that's
what
I mean.
That's what I am saying. They would tell her shut that shit down. Stop doing that. What is wrong with you?
If it was one video, that would have been the case.
Because I'll be honest with you. A lot of therapists have that type of mentality. Like, we talk about our clients. I'm not going to sit here and say that we don't talk about our clients that way.
Hear me out. Again, right. I think the very, very big difference is I think human beings talk regardless.
Yes.
So if anybody thinks their therapist will talk to somebody about all the shit they deal with, you are crazy. But I don't think most therapists, I don't think most competent therapists talk with that air of disdain for 90% of their fucking client base.
Ones that haven't worked up their shit in trauma definitely
do. Then you're not a good therapist.
And then but that's the thing. There are plenty of bad therapists, bro. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
You would never know it walking into their office and talking to them because they deal with it in supervision or deal with it with their friends.
Wait, see, you're confusing it too.
Right.
To me, everything you described as a good therapist. That's a good therapist who will check that, get it checked out, and address it.
No. I'm not saying that everybody does that. I'm saying that's what she should do. That's clearly not what she's doing,
That's why she's not a good therapist.
Yeah, exactly. That's why she's not.
To me, that right there, have all that shit.
And because of that, you're saying she shouldn't be in the profession, period?
No, I never said that. I just said she should not be sitting across in across a room from somebody in a chair.
That's what I'm saying. You're saying that she shouldn't be sitting in across
a chair. No, I don't think she should have access to that one part of her profession. But there is so much more she can do with that degree that is in her wheelhouse of that profession that you can do and make great money off of.
Oh, I can see that. I can see, like, what you're saying.
In the church, right? Every pastor of a church isn't preaching every Sunday morning.
But it will...
Every pastor has their own kind of role in the church and what they do, right?
True.
So that don't mean you gotta be on a pulpit every Sunday, because you're not... That's not what you're good at.
Right.
Maybe you might be the pastor that goes to everybody's houses and ministers in person, and something like that's where you live.
Right.
Which I feel like there, and I feel like that field is so big, so broad, and there's so much new energy and focus on that field, you can find anything and do.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The psychology okay. field and everything like that, so is again, booming right now.
Everything you've booming. Said, remove the therapist part, my nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Stop being the nigga in the chair and be the nigga across from the chair.
No.
If you heard that. Your therapist talk about you like that, right?
I would never go back to her profession, her office ever again. Okay. Matter of fact, I would probably quit therapy altogether. And say, like, I don't need this shit anymore. Because they're not helping. And I know people that's happened to.
And that was also my next point.
I talked to mad people like that.
And that's why I say there's, to me, I don't give a fuck what the intention was. We've learned a long time ago growing up, intention and impact are two different things.
Matter of fact. Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I can agree with the message being told that niggas need to go to therapy, because a lot of shit that happens to black men is not normal and shouldn't be normalized.
Tons of it.
That being said, though,
I just tweeted about it on Twitter, and it's going like
that right there.
It's up to like 200 likes right now.
Exactly. You yeah, right, everything you like right there.
Oh, wait, you saw that?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because I had
that shit is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all about what's it called, the difference between medicine and poison. It's the dosage, and she didn't do anything.
Because poison can be medicine.
It's all it is a dosage.
Mm-hmm.
It could dull the pain and take that shit out all the way with you with.
Right.
She didn't do that. There is no kind of professional grace, courtesy, or just damn near borderline baseline professionalism. Because that's another thing another thing I realized with this. People think now, and I think social media's got so big and pervasive.
Everybody thinks that they're a fucking therapist, bro.
No, not even that.
That's true, too.
No, they think they can say whatever they want, and
that there's no repercussions for it. Real life
isn't going to have a
repercussion. Oh, yeah, most definitely, 100%.
The fact that old girl was genuinely surprised at what happened, I'm like, bitch, you didn't...
Or the fact that she took absolutely no accountability for the things she just said, that, and well, she was more hurt than she said, because you saw the video, right?
If she was surprised, there was no accountability to be had.
You saw the video of when she was like, black women did this to me, and yeah, everything like that, and everything like that. And I was like, yo, but you did it to yourself, though.
And my thing is, here's the thing. And she said, this is the thing that killed me, that scared me the most. And really, this is why I don't like it when a lot of people talk about black men's mental health outside of black men, because it's always, sometimes it's an air of disingenuity. Because
there's nobody practically talking about black men's mental health who is a black man.
Usually, and I'm not saying that, but whenever I hear women talk about it, it's always in a tone of, so you can get the fuck over what you're dealing with and help and make my life easier.
Yo, but it's...
Is that wrong? Let me know. Cause
No. That's exactly where... That's exactly majority of the time how it's presented. But that's why... Have you seen Atlanta?
Hmm?
Have you seen Atlanta?
I watched the first two seasons. I couldn't get...
The latest episode?
No.
Oh, see, in the latest episode, the reason why I tweeted that tweet that I went is getting so many likes and stuff is because in the latest episode, spoilers low key, is Earn goes to a therapist, and you found out Earn's been going to therapy, and his therapist is a black man, and he literally walks him through like grief and all that stuff. Matter of fact, you remember the episode when the first episode, like how Earn went to Princeton?
Yeah.
And they were saying what happened with Princeton? They tell you what happens at Princeton. He revealed to the therapist what happened at Princeton. And Earn has a whole moment. He cries and all this other shit. Huh? You really want to know?
Nah, I asked.
All right, fine. I got you. Spoiler. Basically, long story short, there was this white girl named Sasha that he trusted.
So it's a white girl.
That he trusted.
Told you
it's Princeton University, yo. What do you expect? Princeton has a very, 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 very low minority numbers.
I know.
Even though they should definitely increase that shit. I was just there like 2 weeks ago, too. That's the crazy thing about it. Don't
subject niggas to that shit.
They need more people over there. Anyway, more of our people, because there's brothers that need it. But
Thank you for recruiting for Princeton's diversity program. Thank you so much.
I'm not recruiting for the program. I'm saying that, listen, people should go over there more.
You're going to get four niggas on a brochure next month.
We need representation, period, bro. And
no, everywhere. Fuck that. We need, everywhere. No, fuck that. Everywhere. We need, no, fuck that. We need meaningful representation. Kiss my ass.
That's not meaningful reputation to be in an Ivy League?
No.
Okay.
If niggas ain't in, if we threw four urns into Princeton and they all ended up the same way, was that meaningful representation?
No, but they wouldn't.
Okay,
they wouldn't all end up the same way.
I'm not saying they would. I'm just saying the difference.
Yeah, you're projecting that they would, though.
No, that no. I'm not saying that. I'm saying there's a difference between showing up and it's between showing up and showing out.
I hear you, but here's the thing. So he goes through the long story short. There's this white girl named Sasha.
He trusted her.
He trusted her with a suit that he had. A suit for a job that he was going to get. That he got the suit. It was nice and clean and whatever. It was a dope suit. And he, Sasha, another friend who was a girl, forgetting her name. That's why I'm like bumbling over my words and shit. She said, Ern, you want to go to this party and everything like that. And he was like, okay. And Sasha was like, you can go. Everything. She said, I'll keep my suit for you in your room. And then also Ern was a RA at the time. And Sasha, he tried to sit there and text Sasha, like, yo, I need my suit, because it's hours before the interview, and she basically ghosted him and was playing games with him. So he sat there, and he had a freak-out moment, as people normally would, and he used the master key to get into her room and get the suit. And she made a huge deal about it and turned it and flipped it into that whole, you know where this is going, everything. And then
that is little girl.
Yeah, he got kicked out of Princeton because of it. And the therapist was like, yo, because you trusted her, and that shit hurt because you trusted her. You thought she was really your friend. You didn't think she was going to do that. Like normal shit. Like, you know what I mean? And he said, just like your family. And then it got deep. It got real deep. He's like, just like your family member who you thought you trusted and did X, Y, and Z to you. They da 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 da. And then Ern started crying and he went through the motions. Beautiful moment. Crazy thing was, when I was watching it, I knew exactly what the therapist was doing. I knew all the techniques and all the shit and everything like that. I'm not going to say this like mumble jumble and everything like that, but I knew exactly what was going on because that process. But the fact that Ern had that moment where he was able to release and then like get better, because like the walls, you just see the walls breaking down as the conversation goes on. I was like, yo, black man, we need more of that, yo. We need more of that because we don't have a space like that. We don't have a space like that. And it really reiterated for me how important being a black male therapist is. And like, not to, like, toot my own horn, but I got fucking work to do, bro. Like, I got my work cut out for me. Because my population that I really want to work with is black males for that very same reason, to make that moment happen more. Because that moment does happen when I talk to black men one-on-one, to be honest with you. It does. It happens when I do it one-on-one and everything like that. So it's very important that we do these type of things, man, that we sit there and really be in the importance of therapy. Now, take all away from everything else we were saying, homegirl's fucking bugging, bro. Homegirl's fucking bugging.
To your point, though, I was thinking, though, even with her and saying all that, what was it the frame of? Do it so you can, so your girl can, so you can have a better communication, so your girl can figure you out.
It's all for selfish reasons. It was all for selfish things, not for the betterment of the person, but for selfish reasons. It was for selfish reasons. And selfish reasons are not, and those are not the point of therapy. And just to let everybody know, because this is a huge misconception, therapy is not to make you magically feel better and everything like that. Therapy is a journey with you and your therapist walking down the path and them, but all the solutions don't have to come from you, but they're your solutions, not your therapist's solutions. They're your solutions. It's them showing you the water and telling you that if you drink, you could get either good things or bad things from it, but it's up to you to drink it. Because the therapist has drank it, and they got different things from it, and just realizing that that's a part of the process, bro. And just keep sticking with it.
Hurt people, even your therapist.
Yeah, no, and therapists, we're human beings, bro. Like, they're human beings. That woman, that girl, as fucked up as her message is, she's a human being. And all I saw when I saw that video...
She's a human being that don't need that particular job. Yes or no?
But the reality is, there's mad people like her.
Nigga, I didn't ask for the reality, I asked you to answer the question, yes or no?
What, that she doesn't need that particular job?
Do you think she needs that particular job?
I think she needs to go back to fucking school. I think she needs to go back to school and get retrained.
Good question. So what happens if she goes back to school, gets retrained, and nothing changes because she didn't go to therapy and address the real issues?
Then she needs to get out of the field then. I think she needs to go back to Fairy.
Okay, so let me ask you. How many people's mental health are you willing to risk and bet that she'll get it together the second time? From the second first time to the second time? How many people do you think have time to play with their mental health like that?
None. No. Very little to none. Very little to none. Okay. So for now,
I think it's already happened. Like, can we afford bad cops? You really can't.
No, but it's already happened. Because, like, didn't she get, like, she got fired and everything. And guess what? She's going to do the flip note of what? She's going to call herself a life coach. Because there's motherfuckers out here calling themselves life coaches and giving fucking psychological advice and all that other shit. And they have not had one fucking day of fucking psychological training.
Okay, cool. And that's fine. But
that's not okay. No, yes, that's not. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's like trying to tell a lawyer because you ran one book of law that you're a better lawyer than him.
No, that's not.
Yes, it is.
No,
it's essentially the same thing.
What you just said, a life coach telling somebody else that they can get their life together is different than a therapist.
I'm saying using psychological techniques and trying to teach psychological techniques and apply those to people.
Okay.
Just because they read one book.
All right, fine. You know what I mean? Yes, I get that.
That's what I'm saying.
That's human beings, period. But there's difference somebody who said, I can help you organize your shit and get it together versus somebody saying, I have a degree. I am licensed to do this shit.
Yes.
I think they carry two different weights.
They do carry two different weights.
Because I guarantee you, a life coach will sit there and do some Jordan Peterson shit and tell you to clean your fucking room. And now your life is organized.
This is true.
Rather than somebody who's trained, who has training to dig inside of your psyche and be able to either help you pull it together or find ways to pull that shit apart. I think there's a
difference. And then rebuild it and teach you how to clean your room. It's the same fucking goal.
My nigga, do you... What the fuck? Did you just hear yourself?
It's the same fucking goal. What do you mean?
No, it's not.
How is that not the same goal?
One person just told you, clean your room. The other person dealt with you, spent time with you in your mind and how it works. That's a different level of intimacy and fucking just, bare honest and truth with somebody. That's not the same. And don't try to compare, because that's actually disrespectful to what y'all do.
No, what I'm saying is, the therapist can do the same thing.
Life coach cannot do what a therapist can do.
No, what I'm saying is that they can sit there and still take that simple ass route of saying clean your room, and then it depends on the person. And the person can sit there and listen to it and everything like that.
Everything about therapy is understanding the way you got to where you are, not just getting there.
That's true too.
So the difference being, someone who can explain that to you, has the tools to either help you out or make that shit worse, versus someone who's giving you the cliff note version is different.
That's true, but what I'm saying is therapists can do the cliff note version too, is what I'm saying.
But you're not, that's not your job to do the cliff note version.
Depends on the therapy. There is short therapy.
If I'm in therapy for having dreams about fucking my sister, right?
You would just,
yes, or no, yes or no. You got.
You I would get, say
you
you're
get,
Freud.
You get the base. You get the base. I would say
you're Freud.
Shut up. You get the base premise, right?
you get that.
Do you get the base premise?
Yeah, I get the base premise.
Okay, so you saying stop fucking your sister is not helping.
Stop fucking your sister.
And as Mr. Mental Health, does that really ever work in therapy?
Sometimes.
Nigga, you lying out your ass. No, you lying out your fucking ass. Any other time I've ever asked you about a concrete answer with therapy, you always ask, it depends, it varies and shit. So don't do that right now, nigga.
I'm fucking with you,
trying
bro.
To depend and bury yourself out of the situation. You
mean, I'm fucking with you,
you got
bro.
Cooked. Get my ass out of here.
Nigga, what?
You got cooked.
You feel happy about yourself?
No, I'm just happy you got cooked.
No, you happy? Both sides. You feel happy about yourself?
Anyway.
You feel happy about yourself?
On some late shit, I'm tired of dealing with niggas' mental health. It's too much work for me, all right?
You didn't do anything, nigga. You just feel like, care. You want a pat on the back, yo?
If I can keep cornering a therapist like you, I'm good.
You didn't corner me, nigga, but whatever.
All what right.
are you saying? I'll let you feel like that.
We got some serious shit, though. Even more serious than the last thing. Apparently, Little Mermaid's black and the world lost its fucking mind.
There's races in the world. Congratulations. And turns out there's a lot of them because they can just hide behind a computer screen. Done. Topic done. There we go. Oh my gosh. Look at that.
I don't...
She sounds great, though.
Oh, I knew she was going to kill it.
Oh, yes. Of course.
My only issue with the shit is, I'd rather her have been her own character and not Little Mermaid.
It's a Little Mermaid, bro. They've been not gentrifying. They've been fucking doing the shit with other fucking Disney franchises for years now.
I know, but my thing is,
what is the problem now?
Is if
Disney, why is Prince of Persia white? Yeah. Exactly. All right, there we go. And that movie came out in like 2004. Come on, bro. What are we talking about right now?
Oh, no, my thing is...
Right? I'm about to Google it. When?
Nigga, we don't care about Prince of Persia.
No, I'm about to Google it. That shit came out in 2010.
Okay.
So if they've been doing it for that long, what the fuck is the difference now? With the Little Mermaid is what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. My thing is... Well, I think, honestly, I think Prince of Persia is a little different than Little Mermaid. Well, way different. Because literally, what are all these Disney movies made off of?
What was it?
Nostalgia.
That too.
So...
Oh, you mean like the class... The ones that they keep redoing?
These Disney remakes are classic.
Oh, you said remakes. I heard Disney movies.
No, I was saying bullshit. No, I don't feel like there's a different... There's an issue with the movies because there's no basis for the character. I think it's only when there's a white basis for the character that these niggas is going crazy for it.
Right.
Now, my thing is, I would rather them actually take the time, you know, actually make a black character, give her her own story. I don't know. You know, try actually, you know, do some real work and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think Little Mermaid's the really the lean and die on with that shit.
I want to know who the fuck is picking these movies, yo. Why are we going to shit like the Little Mermaid? I get that's one of the ones that makes sense. The Lion King made no sense to do. Aladdin made make no sense.
I didn't like it because I feel like it's
lean. Mulan didn't make no sense.
They
to
do it because they want diversity. They want the points for being woke without doing the actual work.
Diversity and what? There's first of all, there's
no. I'm saying, hear me out. Because
gone
and. 10 years, we'll say, oh my god, Disney was so great for putting a black face on a white character and shit, right? But think about it like this.
There was a Black Mermaid in Little Mermaid already.
What?
There was.
Okay, yeah.
She was a side character.
Bitch, it wasn't Ariel, though. It was her own character, right?
But I get what you're saying.
Don't try to derail my shit, my nigga.
But I get what you're saying.
It's her own character, right?
Huh?
It's still her own character.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just stupid, bro. It's stupid. It's like She-Hulk. It's stupid. Have you seen She-Hulk?
I don't care to watch it.
Bro, it's stupid. It's stupid. It's not stupid because She-Hulk is stupid. I love She-Hulk. I'm actually kind of mad disappointed. Like, it has, like, its moments, but it's mainly...
They pull her out.
What do you mean by that?
They fucking up her character, honestly.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, they're fucking up her character. Because if you know her in the comics, she's not like this. She's, like,
everything they want her to be, she already is. But they're trying so hard to make her that shit that it's kind of killing what she already was.
It's the fucking writing, bro. It's not even anything else but the fucking writing. I don't even care about the bad CGI. She's a green monster, okay? Listen, the CGI could be better, but fuck it.
I can't, nah. They got too much money to be fucking up on the CGI.
I don't think it looks that bad.
Them niggas print money.
That's true, but I don't think the CGI. I personally don't think the CGI looks that bad.
I don't watch the show, so I don't care.
I don't think the CGI looks. My problem with it is the fucking writing, bro. The first of all, whose idea? I realize we just derailed the fuck from Little Mermaid, but I'm glad. So because fuck it, like because this is more important. But no, we can get back to it in a second because the hate for a black Ariel is stupid. But it's more important with this. In terms of She-Hulk, yo, it's the fucking writing, bro. Because, like, they wrote it for, like, 30-year-old single woman. And that's not the main demographic to, like, Marvel. Like, at all. And 30-year-old single women are not even fucking supporting it. Look at the numbers. Like, no, like wait, who we got? By the way, we have a guest in here. Janiyah's over here. Janiyah.
She don't want to be here.
She don't want to be here, but we're going to say her and ask her a question. Janiyah, you watch She-Hulk, right? As a female, what do you think about the writing and all the other shit in the time?
Really fucking stupid. They could have asked.
Wait, my bad. I interrupt you. Go. Speak.
I think it's really fucking stupid. They should have at least asked lawyers about how to do the lawyer part of her character.
That's true.
True. She's CGI's ass. Mm. She's just I don't know. It's like excuse me, sorry. It's like. They make her seem... They're making the female seem like 10 times smarter than how most females are. And they're, like, dumbing down Abomination, like, a lot.
And the males, in general.
Seriously, you fucked up Abomination?
Yeah.
Like, they dumbed him down as if he's Hulk when he's in his normal... When he's in Hulk form. Like, it's just stupid to me. I don't want to watch it.
That's true, too. And
so, you could say it came out really try-hard?
It's really... Yeah. It's like... The writers was like, okay, let's give women their time to shine with this woman character. who's a superhero in Marvel, and it's like, I get it, but at the same time, like, could you not do it this way?
Could you make it good in the process?
Can you be better with the fucking writing? Like, yeah. The other part, the other question that I had for you was, what do you think about the fact that it's the central focus of the show is her being a 30-year-old or a middle-aged Karen. Woman who's, no, not even a Karen, a middle-aged woman who's single, and that's like the main focus, and focus on her career and dating. That's it.
That speech she gave the Hulk about the whole catcalling thing, that was getting real Karen.
Your name's not Janiyah. Yo, fucking continue. Go ahead. What do you think? Shut up, Coley.
It sounded Karen-ish.
We'll get to what you said in a second. I want to hear what Janiyah thinks. What do you think about that? That's the main premise of the show.
Don't nobody care what she thinks.
No, no, fucking listen, Coley's not important. Coley hasn't been here for 2 episodes. Don't give him that much power. Don't do that.
Oh, shit changed after 2 episodes.
They basically just made it like how a lot of, I guess, I want to say like 90s shows and movies used to be.
No, I mean like what do you think about it? Like that the fact that that's the main central focus of the show. Instead of her being a superhero shit, it's about her dating life, her focus on her career, and just being like, I am women, hear me roar, men suck. Men are idiots and just think with their penises, because that's basically like the aspect of like how every man besides Hulk, and even Hulk for some degree, they dumped him down like a shitload.
Okay, I haven't watched the show, but that's all I saw was how they dumped Hulk down.
No, it's worse in the show. You haven't watched it, like I said.
I know.
So what do you think about that being the driving force behind the show? Because that's what the driving.
I think it's fucking stupid. Yeah. She Hulk. She's a superhero. I don't really give a fuck about the lawyer shit. I don't give a fuck about her dating life. I want to see her fight crime like her cousin does. I want to see her in actual battles. I don't want to see her being a fucking lawyer to some dumbass who thought he was dating Megan Thee Stallion. I don't want to see her trying to date all these guys and then they're like, oh my god, you're fucking green. No. Like, I don't give a fuck about that.
That's what the last episode was about, basically.
I didn't watch
it. No, I'm telling you. That's what the last episode was about.
Can I ask you a question then? Because I didn't watch the show because I don't got time and better shows to watch. But no shade, but it's facts.
Shade?
No, that was full on darkness. Right. He wasn't shade, nigga.
From what I saw, like I saw parts of the episode of Megan Thee Stallion. It seemed like they built that whole episode just to get that one aftercredit scene.
That's basically what it was.
Really? That plot point, yeah. To that plot point, yeah.
What it is.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because it was like a side part of the show. It was like a side story of that episode, and then it became the main focus of the
episode. I didn't know. I thought it was in the show, but they told me like the whole twerking thing was the after credits scene. I'm like,
it was after credits.
It seemed like the only thing they brought her in was for that after credits scene. I was like, that was.
Yeah. She got to check. Just thinking what it was.
That's really all they brought her in for, because it made no sense for her to even be there. She's not a main character in anything. The dude thought he was dating. Like, the dude she hates thought that he was dating Megan Thee Stallion. But he was actually dating some shapeshifter. And he was suing the girl because he thought...
He spent, like a bag on her. And when I say a bag, I think it was, like, $175,000
so or some shit like that. The trick got mad, he got tricked.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, that shit was stupid.
And then for some reason, she was actually in the courtroom at the end of it. Like, I was like, why is she even...
I was like, Megan Thee Stallion is on tour and doing all this shit.
Like, literally, she couldn't be going through a lawsuit and she need the lawyer, like... Damn.
Like, that would have been better, actually, if they sued the girl that he thought he was dating or whatever, with, Megan Thee Stallion suing her for defamation of appearance. That would have been better. I don't give a fuck.
That actually got a lot more interesting to me than how you...
Y'all are better writers than the goddamn writers. That's crazy. So, but
I'm
like,
I'm gonna go home and watch Kill Bill because I like seeing strong women that get portrayed like normal human beings and shit.
See, yeah. but that's the whole problem with this whole woke Hollywood bullshit. But like,
that's such a good movie.
What?
Kill Bill.
Oh yeah, great movie.
Like, I know her motivation is the fact that they tried to kill her and they tried to kill her child. Oh no.
Spoiler. No. By the way.
Oh.
For almost 15-year-old movie.
I totally forgot.
People.
No, people still haven't watched that though.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah, Coley don't care about like me. I be saying spoiler alert and everything, and Coley get mad and shit. He gets triggered by that. I don't know what's wrong with him.
I be forgetting that.
He's fucking nuts. He's crazy.
Yeah, her motivation is basically killing the people who tried to kill her, and who she thinks killed her unborn child. But it turns out her child was actually born.
It was simple.
And it was literally, they only did that because she wanted to leave the group to get married. Oh, that's right. They also killed her husband and all the family members that was at the wedding.
Yeah.
So she had real motivation to do what she's doing.
Yep.
That's a good movie. That's a good plot. Like, strong. And
all well, it's the Tarantino. Other characters
that she's killing are women, too, who are, like, headstrong. She fucking had a fucking katana. She sliced the bitch's head off.
Yeah, it was great.
Like,
it was. Exposed her brain and everything. It was fucking phenomenal.
Exactly. 85 niggas' arms off and told him to leave him there.
And then she spanked the kid with a fucking sword. She's like, go home.
And then chopped the sword up, like, 4 times.
Like,
you can't buy more badass shit than that. All right, you know what? Here's even better, right? We're talking the most gender-balanced movie I've ever seen in my life. Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
That's a good one, too.
Like, if we're talking about pure gender equality in an action film, she got bodies, she took hits, and she gave more, she actually hit Brad Pitt more than he hit her.
Mm-hmm. And
but it felt natural, it felt balanced.
And they became a couple after that. That chemistry was real, son.
Yeah, that's because they fell in love.
That was a preview to their divorce.
Yeah, I guess so. He cheated on
had to throw that in there, huh?
Yes!
Oh, this guy. Alright.
I mean, yeah.
You can't buy that kind of timing.
He cheated on his wife. Oh, not his wife. His ex-girlfriend. And ended up with his wife, who's now his ex-wife.
So it's crazy. But, yeah, no, I say all that to say, like, yo, the one thing the She-Hulk show I gotta give it credit for, though, is for once again making Wong just look like a fucking phenomenal guy.
Yeah, no, that was a good scene, though.
Wong is a G.
They was like, so you're telling us that you let a criminal out? So you're gonna have to face some charges. Okay, bye!
Yeah, yeah, he was like, yeah, I'm out, yo. What? It makes Wong look really good. This thing makes Wong look really good, but that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I didn't.
You saw Shang-Chi, right?
Yeah, I did not realize how much there are no niggas left in the
end. You remember?
I didn't think it was bad until I finally saw the lineup. I was like, if we had an Avengers movie right now, who would be there?
Right.
I'm like, you know what? Only girl I really like out here is Black Widow's sister. She was my bitch.
I love her too.
That's how you can bad ink can kill deadpan humor. Oh my god. Like, she was actually, she made Hawkeye fun.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, I never saw Hawkeye. I didn't watch Hawkeye.
I like Kate Bishop. I just hate the fact that it took so much away from Hawkeye in his own show. That's the only reason why I hate
it. Oh, yeah.
Because honestly, like,
it wasn't really about him.
Watching it was
about her.
Yeah, taking his spot. And I'm not mad at that because I actually like her character. But, like, when you saw him start talking about, like, Black Widow and with her sister, like, the acting and the whole writing the show got, like, 10 times better. And then it came back to her, and it was like, you're not bad, but it's kind of, like, going from, like, early Degrassi to, like, this new shit we got now.
Mm-hmm.
It just don't hit the same.
It don't.
Exactly.
It don't. It don't hit the same. Like, the writing, they need to get better with this writing, man. Because She-Hulk has, like, 9 episodes, and so far, I think they're on episode, like, 5 or
I'm never watching She-Hulk just to the fact that...
As painful as it is, you need to watch it, bro.
I'm never going to watch it because I know they're going to fuck up Daredevil.
That's what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting to see what happens with Daredevil. And like at the end of the last episode, he had like they showed his helmet. So he's coming in the.
I'm not mad about it. It's literally when somebody said they said they're going to make him. Their intent is to make him lighter and more fun, which means, AKA, the ride's going to get real shit compared to him. And my thing is, if we didn't have them Netflix shows, I would not have a problem.
Matter of fact,
but you can't give me 3 episodes of possibly the greatest superhero TV show ever. And then go and dumb it down, because, and again, if it wasn't the MCU, I would have faith, but the way y'all dumb shit down, it really just, you know, it ain't much faith to be had.
Speaking of which, I do have a question about Daredevil and the new show. Did you see the conference?
What conference?
I will sit there and tell you about it after we get right back. Welcome back! Nah.
Nah, I hate you.
Yeah!
You watch Raising Kanan, though?
I did, but I still have a question for you first. About this Daredevil shit. Did you see the conference about what they said about Daredevil? Janiyah, what about you? Did you see this conference about Daredevil?
No.
How Charlie Cox sat there and said that basically, like, it's not a continuation of season 3.
Yeah, that's
they're rebooting the whole entire shit over again just with the same actors.
Yes, I hate that shit.
Yeah, I was like, what's your opinion on that? Because I was just like, wait, what?
I thought people knew that already.
No.
Because Disney is about to, I think they're making a new
Daredevil. It's called Daredevil Born Again.
Yeah. So they're just redoing everything.
Yeah, it's honestly... Which
basically means that they're going to make it more child-friendly and funnier because it's with Disney. Yeah.
I don't want to see that shit, yo.
They're going to neuter the fuck out of Daredevil.
I don't want to see that, yo. It wasn't
even that bad, honestly.
Because season 3 was so dope.
It wasn't really sexual, just more adult themed.
Because season 3 was so fire, son. And they left it on such a nice cliffhanger. They really did.
Now it's under Disney, so.
Well, I mean, like, most shit under Disney usually goes to shit after a couple, and, you know.
Yeah, because Disney likes to make everything dumber, because they think the kids are stupid.
And diverse, too.
And they, yeah, they force diversity. Like, I don't have a problem with you putting, like, Black, Asians, and all that stuff into it. But if it's not necessary, you don't have to force it in there. You can just leave it the way you want to put it.
So how do you feel about Ariel being Black?
I genuinely, I don't care. Because she's a cartoon character. Like, I don't understand why people are like, oh my god, why would you make her black?
You know that shit has 1.5 million dislikes?
And that doesn't make any type of sense to me.
Hold on, let me see how much
she's not a person, she's a goddamn mermaid.
I think the only reason why it's an issue is because when you start talking about, like, funny. And I'm not even just funny, but I'm thinking, like, just trying to understand the other side of it, because I was like, it's a fucking fish. But when you play with people's nostalgia and what it's built off of is, like, literally our childhood and shit, I can understand it.
Yeah.
Because even when I heard it, I was like, a Black Little Mermaid? Not even, like, I'm mad, but, like, why? I would, like, personally, because this is my thing with Disney in particular, they love doing all this diversity shit, but they don't ever do it genuinely. It's always to look good. Because, like, Star Wars, right? They, like, putting a black guy up front until that China money got threatened and y'all damn near took him off the poster. He was supposed to be one of the main characters of the show, or the whole, like, literally the main character, but then they changed it to the white girl because some racists got mad. Mind you, they've been saying fuck racists this whole time, so who really got mad about that one?
So, yeah, I was right. 1.5 million.
That's not more like Disney didn't want to fuck with China because they don't like niggas.
I mean, China is like a fucking powerful force out there, bro.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying
they run everything. Okay,
I am not saying that. But this,
including this company.
They lose money if they don't have China on their side.
That's what I'm saying.
My thing is, though,
China has mad money, bro.
It's Star Wars, so no matter what, China was going to buy that shit regardless. They just might grumble about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, for the same company who's trying to do, we're so woke, right? That's the one time to actually be woke.
Right.
Yeah, but they pick and choose.
Think about it like this. Whenever they try to delve into another culture and shit, they really do show that shit respect.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Moana, look at all these recent Disney Pixar movies that came out.
The princesses, yeah.
You can see they go deep into their culture, they respect it, they get the right people for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think they never did that for a black princess, period?
I would say they kind of did it for Tiana, and only because they did have her in New Orleans, they showed the different statuses between her and her friend, but they also showed her friend being respectful of Tiana and how her life is.
I don't even remember her name, to be honest with you. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember the Disney Black Princess name. I'm ashamed of myself. Anyway.
Her friend doesn't even doesn't like throw money at Tiana or anything like that. She offers to help her in like a way of like, well, we're having a party for me. How about you cater and we'll pay you for catering? I'm not going to abuse your talent.
She had a good friend that put her, like, put her on. So that's not my issue. My issue was like, as far as culture-wise, though, right? Because think about it. Mm. The only thing you know about her culture is that she's broke. You don't ever...
Unless she's working hard to get what she wants.
Exactly. You don't never hear about her family, where they're from. Like, literally, you go Moana, you damn near got her entire biography.
Mm.
Any one of the other princesses, I keep going Moana, but the Spanish one with the...
Encanto?
Yes, Encanto. Like, all that shit. There's a...
You said it wrong.
We don't talk about Bruno.
Got
who
that from? Because I just looked at you.
Yeah, no. I was gonna point it out to him anyway, because that's just what we do on this show.
I don't know. But like that,
we love everybody. By the way,
what I mean, like that extra, that effort they clearly put in there, they don't do that for black characters. They just take this one. Oh, she's black, and honestly, I think they benefit off of the controversy. That's why they do it.
They do. I'm pretty sure they're getting a lot. Like, the videos got a lot of dislikes, which
but
I think they took that off.
What? For the mermaid?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just looked it up. 1.5 million. And if you go to it now, because I just did, the dislike, they are.
Those are still views. A hate view and a like view seem kind of easy.
And, and if you go to the video now and you press dislike, you don't get a number. The likes still get a number.
They took dislikes off a long time ago.
No, but it has 1.5. But
there are ways you can get, you can go, you can pass it to see if dislikes is still accounted.
Oh.
But Okay. It's like an extra app or something like that. Like something, an extra step in between.
Because they got rid of dislikes a long time ago, which is I thought was really stupid. Like, the creators can see the likes to dislike ratios, but, like, everybody else can't see it, which I think is kind of stupid, because I just want to go, okay, well, I want to see who likes this and who doesn't like this. It's like,
Because, I mean, and I'm being real, and I really hate this shit, because, honestly, as far as Halle Bailey goes, I actually like her way more than her sister.
I'll be honest with you, I don't know her sister. I barely pay attention to either one of them.
She's like, I don't know who that is.
The only reason I see this is because I like her more just because, at least to me, she's less of a tryhard. Every time I see her sister, she's doing a lot. So, like, I like her just because she just seemed more chill and normal. That being said, though, I
never paid attention to either one of them before.
But what I'm just saying, like, with that, though, is, like, I actually think she's talented in the role. Mm-hmm. I just think that they also banked on the fact that they would get people mad about this shit and benefit off that while trying to act like we're not like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, again, I was telling him earlier, like, personally, I love seeing my black people get put on. I like seeing it at old times or any level. But I think it's the difference between representation and meaningful representation. Because you can tell when one person cares versus the difference between Black Panther and Little Mermaid. You can tell somebody cared about Black Panther and took time.
Yeah.
Because there was culture all through that shit. Mm-hmm. This is just slapping a black face on it and hoping that there's backlash because people go watch, people are weird. They'll hate watch it and love watch it.
True.
So that's some kind of
they,
like...
They should have did a new princess, to be honest. If they was going to do a mermaid princess, they should have made a new one that was probably like friends with Ariel. And they could put Ariel in there as like little Easter egg or cameo, or whatever. But other than that, this was just it's whatever for this. To be honest, it's time to make a new black princess.
That's what I mean, because I feel like with Tiana, like they did it to me. It seemed like writing the bare minimum answers in just so you get the grade, rather than actually trying because. Yeah. Every other princess, even the most boring ones from Snow White to Cinderella, got a lot more focus on who they were more than Tiana did.
And they still spent most of the
They spent most of the film as a frog than they did a black woman.
Yeah.
Like, shit like that. That's also, what I mean.
Why the fuck are they remaking Pinocchio so goddamn much? What is with everybody in Pinocchio this year?
That's true, too. I saw that as a thing.
What the fuck are you making it look so creepy for?
Like, that's so... Like... All the movies you got, and you was like, let's make the puppet over?
It's funny, before you came down here, I said the same shit. I'm like, why are we going out of all these movies that nobody asked to be made, yo? Disney has a way more deeper vault of movies that they should have brought. Like, for example, the Atlantis movies.
No, obviously.
Like, have them make another Atlantis movie.
I feel like the remakes they should have made were like, if you're going to make remakes, or not remakes, but like, do reimaginings, fine. Mm-hmm. Do like Tarzan, Hercules. Yes. These shits are
Hercules
made.
One would be because
it's made to go live action. It was great animation, but like, I don't think Lion King would ever work live action.
Made no fucking sense.
Fucking stupid.
If you ever watched The Jungle Book, that the same guy who did Lion King did The Jungle Book, if he did it in that style, The Lion King was slapped. They wanted to go super realistic and look like a boring ass National Geographic. I swear to God, I thought Morgan Freeman was going to start doing a voiceover and shit watching Lion King.
It would have been more of an interesting movie if Morgan Freeman did do the voiceover for it. Shout out to Morgan Freeman.
All time, I was watching that whole movie up fucking set. I never thought I'd hit a Beyonce to that day, but I'm like, get this bitch on my screen. I'm about to stab Nala in the throat.
Artists to voice act. Lions. That's basically what it is.
And usually Childish Gambino does such a great job,
too. No, he doesn't.
I said usually.
I've been trying to get niggas to admit this for a long time. Childish Gambino can carry a tune. He is not a good singer. And the two are fucking different.
I can't believe you just said that, yo. He did Redbone. The fuck you mean?
And that's he sounded good on one song.
No, he sounded good on multiple songs.
You know the difference being when he actually got put with another singer, aka Beyonce, which I still don't think is fair. As much as niggas talk shit about Beyonce's voice,
she can sing. She can sing.
But when you put him up against another an actual vocalist, not even like a great vocalist, just an actual vocalist, the level of ability is not the same. Because it's like, she was blowing him away in his own song. And it sounded bad after a while. Like, when it's so lopsided, I was just like, God damn, bitch, could you chill out on a little bit of runs to help him catch up or something? Because this shit's not really, you know, it's like.
So you saw the movie?
Yes.
Okay.
Most likely what happened was they were like, okay, well, we have these two artists, but Beyonce is bigger. So we're just gonna have her keep going up, and we're just gonna like kind of have him in here
and then mellow him out.
But just like, you should turn him down.
And then, you mentioned somebody at the, like, at the board just going like, yeah, let's just turn this up.
It just sounded better. Like, it had that thing where, like, Alicia Keys and Diary, after that nigga chopped her head off on her own song, and after a while, all you heard is vocals get quieter and quieter in the background after a while.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, like,
I was like, what are you like talking about? Then I was like, okay, that's right, I forgot.
Nah, Alicia Keys had a background singer named Jermaine Paul. They did Diary one time live, and when I tell you that nigga ate that bitch's lunch.
Yeah, he really did.
I'm sorry. And that was when Alicia's voice was still regular, because after she did that whole Swiss Beach year, her voice was never the same. But that was Alicia who was killing it. That was songs of A minor, like, Alicia.
This is my time to shine.
She was so mad, she looked bad at me, like, I'm going to try to look happy, but nigga, you ain't coming back no more.
So y'all got to find me a new backup singer, because this motherfucker going to lose
his job. And you can tell when that recording, he was feeling like, whoa, 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 whoa. I was like, and then hit the high notes, I'm like,
he's like, they're gonna give me a record deal. No, you're just gonna lose your ability to be having a job here.
You're gonna lose your job, man. They're like, yo, that was dope. That was dope. But don't come back here tomorrow. 48 that was great. Don't come back here tomorrow.
Never outshine the bitch cashing checks.
Exactly.
You mean the master? If you're gonna quote them right, bruh. Never outshine the master.
No, never outshine the bitch cashing the checks.
That's not one of the fucking laws of power, bruh.
It is.
No, it's not.
It's not?
No, it's not. You're talking about don't outshine the master. That's the
same difference, same principle. It still applies.
Oh, my fucking God. All right, Coley. Cool. I miss this podcasting shit. Huh?
You know they're remaking Winnie the Pooh, right?
Of course they fucking are.
Dead to a horror movie?
Dead to a horror movie.
It's going to be great. Can't wait to see it. So the trailer was like, you know what?
I
was
like, this is... I wouldn't mind doing remakes like that. If you want to do something...
I am not paying for that shit.
That shit looks terrifying.
I am not paying for this shit, but I would love to see it.
Like, no, but seriously, either go different.
You know what? Janiyah can buy us a ticket.
That's what we like.
Right, Janiyah? Janiyah can buy us a ticket.
I don't know how I feel about it, because I love Winnie the Pooh as a kid. He was always sweet and adorable. The only one that was like made you sit there and go, what the fuck, is Eeyore, because he was depressed.
But we all grew up to be Eeyore.
Yeah, we all grew up to be Eeyore.
I did not. Don't speak for yourself, yo.
Eeyore is where I was before we knew that shit.
Speak for yourself. I grew up to be Tigger.
Like Tigger and Pooh. No, we started being Tigger, because Tigger has too much fucking energy.
I'm more like Tigger. That's fuck y'all. I'm not Igor. Stop it.
We started being Tiggers, and then we started slowly turning into Pooh, who stopped caring, to slowly turning into...
And just want
to
eat honey?
Piglet, who's afraid of life, and then turn into Eeyore, who's the
rabbit. Who's going through all those transformations? Who's out here going
through? Oh, yeah, and rabbit was pissed at life.
And then you finally get to Eeyore, he was like... This shit is gonna be some fuck shit regardless. I'm just
like,
here.
I guess I'll just live with it. Oh, we are your tail. Oh, well. Yo. I guess I'll just live with it.
Her impression is spot on, too. That's crazy. That's crazy.
I know, that shit blew me. Pinocchio would have been a dope-ass horror film.
Oh, my God.
Like, you see that damn doll? I'm like, I cannot fuck with that shit.
They did. It's called Chucky.
No. You gotta see Pinocchio.
Would be different.
You gotta see that shit. It looks so...
I've never seen it. Wait, you're talking about the live action one?
Yes. Yeah.
Wait, that shit came out?
Yes.
I thought it was a trailer.
No. Nobody cared.
It's
that's right.
Because they kicked him out of school. Like, they was like, this is for a school for children. For real kids. Get the fuck out of here. Like,
who was seriously taking a puppet seriously at the school?
Apparently that nigga Geppetto.
Geppetto was like, okay, go to school. First of all, I don't know where the fuck the school at. What do you mean go to school? You didn't even take me there. Go to school. And then I go to school, and they kicked me the fuck out. What am I supposed to do now?
Wait, hold on. My issue was, first off, you got mad he ended up in some shit. You didn't even walk the nigga to school. Nigga was born, like, nigga came alive 2 days ago, like, okay, go to school. And you mad at nigga that just got caught up by what that weird-ass fox looked like, a predator shit.
Yo, that fox cat thing.
It gave me R. Kelly vibes outside of the schools in Chicago.
Really, son?
I'm 18.
Speaking of your boy,
papers.
Wait, speaking of your boy R. Kelly.
Card,
speaking of your
pictures.
Speaking of your boy R. Kelly. Yeah, did you realize? Did you hear about how like he only has like $500 to his name now? Because the feds took about $27,000 from him.
The feds took about $27, and lying ass bitches took the rest. All right, can we go?
Lying ass bitches, what do you mean?
Oh, the ones who was willing with a check, and then as soon as shit went south, they started talking shit.
Oh, you mean that? You mean that?
Don't get knocked. Do not do that shit. Do not get knocked. All right? We knew, let's be real. There were some genuine victims in there, and there were some bitches on that hole with Tamara Kelly shit for a check.
No, I was agreeing with it. I was confused what she was talking about.
How dare you? What the fuck? They were fake. I'm like not saying they were a bitch. I'm just saying some of them bitches were there for a check, and when the check stopped coming, they got a little salty.
Didn't y'all miss Coley? I
wasn't going to disagree with you.
It's crazy ass views.
That's definitely what happened. Some parents were paid off to keep it quiet. Those parents said, okay, no problem.
I swear today, like, honestly, if we really wanted to be about this archaeology, like, we claim to be about this shit. Mm-hmm. Aaliyah's uncle and mother would have been locked the fuck up, too.
Yeah.
Because there ain't no way your 15-year-old daughter getting married to this nigga and nobody know nothing. Mom.
Y'all set up your daughters to be with this kid, this man. And then when years go by and he's like, all right, I'm not making music no more. I'm not doing shit no more. So I'm just going to, like, not give you money. You have an issue. And then you're like, oh, well, he did this to my daughter, and daughter, you gotta speak out about this because this happened to you. It's like, you let it happen. You sat there and was like, okay, that's fine. We getting a check. So, it's whatever.
It's crazy. It's a crazy world that we live in. It's crazy that, like, we have to really deal with this type of shit like this.
Question.
Oh, boy.
Anybody seen what happened to Wendy Williams?
No.
The only thing I know is that she's divorcing her husband, who has been cheating on her for years, and now the mistress is pregnant, so she's having a whole mental breakdown about it, and she's divorcing him.
I mean, she's going through shit. I hear you.
Yeah.
Shit is real.
It's going sad out here. Like,
I don't know.
She's losing her show.
She lost her show.
Oh yeah. That's
I mean, she already lost it.
Yeah, Sherry Shepherd took over and moved in already.
Mm-hmm. Who replaced her?
Sherry Shepherd.
Who?
Sherry Shepherd.
I don't know who that is.
Figure it out.
I'm not investing in enough.
Is it fucked up? Like, everybody saying this is so messed up. I'm like, I don't wish that on nobody. I just don't care. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sorry, but I don't think that's karma, because I think wishing anything like that on somebody's fucked up. Mm-hmm. But to me, the karma is the fact that I don't give a fuck. You robbed me of my ability to care about your situation because of how you did everybody else's situation. And the thing I hate about Wendy the most is I feel like before God gives you a big epic fail, he gives you a moment to succeed. Mm-hmm. I feel like that bitch Wendy would have went down as the GOAT if she just went on her show and talked about all the shit that was going on with her ex-husband. I feel like
Wendy, instead of denying it,
if Wendy, yeah, Wendy is known for going after everybody else's tea, right? If she just took one time and put her own shit out there, there is nothing nobody can say about her ever again.
True.
Like, as fuck, Wendy could sit there and say, fuck Nicki Minaj, baby, and nobody would care, because at least she kept it 100 with her own shit.
True.
Like, do you know how legendary Wendy wanted to be a national treasure if she did that shit?
She already knew that he was cheating the whole time.
Like, that would literally make her unexposable at that point, because I don't care, she need to be on her PR team, because she'd have been the president by now.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
She definitely would have been more, I forgot the word.
I could just see her, I feel like if somebody who was that big, that she could have had a better end.
Yeah.
Speaking of a better end.
Relatable, she would have been more relatable.
Speaking of better end and a better end and somebody who, is definitely, like, plotting their downfall. Have you watched Power, yo?
Yeah.
What do you think about Rock, yo?
Oh.
What do you think about the show in general?
I love Raising Kanan for the simple fact that I'm tired of niggas always trying to work their daddy issues out by killing a nigga. It's finally nice seeing a nigga who's willing to kill his mother. Because I definitely can see Kanan. I can see Kanan killing Rock.
Really? Why?
We spent 6 seasons trying to make Ghost everything Rock is.
Okay.
And if he can kill Ghost that easily, I feel like Kanan should have no problem killing Rock.
Honestly?
Think about everything Tariq has ever said about Ghost, and think about how Rock is. Everything he said.
That's true. But Rock is literally, like, this is like textbook 101, how to have an empire and how to fuck up completely. Because she is just lying to her son on such a fucking level.
Season 2, I think. Long time.
I'm not mad, I respect
it. On a, such a fucking... She's lying to her son on such a fucking level, yo. She's literally causing him to become the cook. Because we know where this ends. You know where this leads. Kanan's a cold-hearted motherfucker in power.
Okay, first off, this is the thing I hate if you watch the show. My thing is, what show is y'all watching? You don't get a Kanan in a jukebox from a happy, healthy fucking family.
No shit.
This ain't Happy Days, all right? These niggas ain't never known Happy Days.
But seeing the decline and seeing the why he goes there, like, I'm like, after the last episode...
Is it really a decline or just more of a gradually lateral move? Because it's really...
It's a slow escalator ride. Escalator ride up. That's what it is.
But my thing is, because, sorry, what the opinion, fuck? I don't give a fuck. I get Juke is hurt and shit, but we going... I'm sitting here annoyed with her.
First of all, LaToya, like, it's your mom.
I don't give a fuck about LaToya. Like,
that shit was nuts, yo.
First of all... My thing with Juke is, you gonna spit a nigga face and get mad he handled you like any other nigga on the street would.
She was mad, yo. He stepped on her tape, yo.
And I get that. I do. He's not right. He's fucked up for that. But damn, bitch, let it go. It act like, you act like he just came in and choked you.
Nah, bro, stop it. She's a teenager, yo. Put it in the perspective of a teenager.
Get that.
And that's your first love. And your parent comes in the room and steps. No, you don't. It steps on your shit. You would go, you be seeing red too. Come on, yo.
I do.
You be seeing red too.
Also, here's the thing, though. I'm not jumping on to the bitch who left me when I was a kid, either.
She's looking for love, man.
And I
she's looking for love and acceptance.
Really
do. What do you want from
I
her,
really
yo?
Do
she's a
that.
Kid. And kid, what do kids do, yo? They when they can't find it in one parent, do... Janai, if you found out that, like your other parent, right, existed, hypothetically speaking, like, your other parent existed and everything like that, and they left you for some reason, and you just had a fight with, like, your parent that has been staying with you and everything, wouldn't you go try to find the other parent and you find out their whereabouts? They live on the other side of town. They have, what's the situation? She has, like, no kids, right?
You're overcomplicating the fuck out of this.
No, I'm saying, because that part is important. That part is important. She said that she had, like, the mom has, like, no kids or some shit like that. They said, oh, yeah.
No,
they
she
said,
has one kid she abandoned.
She has one kid, but she's divorced. She hasn't had any kids since then, and she's divorced twice. And she lives by herself on the other side of town. Would you go sit there and seek her out?
Again,
I rest my case, bro.
I am not. Who said that was wrong?
You did. Well, you didn't say that was wrong. You were just like, nah, I can't see kids doing. I'm like, she's a kid,
no,
bro.
I never said that was wrong. I'm just saying, though. I was, again, I would put into perspective who I'm dealing with. Oh my God, my mom's back. Bitch, didn't you leave me when I was a toddler?
And she did say, she did confront him and say, like, yo,
I know, but they confronted it so they can just gloss past it, because my thing is.
She just wants acceptance.
Nah, let me ask you a
question. Oh, and your uncle says you are ugly?
He didn't tell her to really stop that.
Yes, he did.
And that's just proof Drew was never meant to make it in the music business.
Listen, man.
No, come
shit,
on.
That conversation was fucked up.
No, it wasn't. That conversation was not fucked up.
No, the conversation was fucked up in
no,
with
it,
the
it
words.
Was, no, it was
it
not.
It was real. It was real, though, on the sense of, like, he's right. Like, in terms of the industry, you're gonna... It's about looks, too. You can't just have the talent.
Okay, so where was he wrong?
Huh?
Where was he wrong?
The fact that Lou, like, agreed with it and just glossed over it and acted like
no,
she would just get
didn't.
It.
No, he didn't. He emphasized his niece multiple times that she is beautiful. You have to...
But then he was like, you're beautiful.
No, but you got...
But...
Okay. My
that,
nigga...
That doesn't seem confident.
My nigga, I'm not here to make confidence. I'm here to make money and make music. You just happen to be my niece.
You think motherfuckers want to hear that? After some... After
if
some,
you
want to
be...
Some,
if
you want to hear that from
you
your uncle?
Be, if you want to be in this game... If you want to sit there and make this shit work how you want to make it work, if your craft and whatever you do is that important to you, yes, you'll have to survive some uncomfortable ass conversations.
That's what I'm saying, though. But you want to, you want
okay,
to,
wait,
would
so
you rather hear from your uncle
shit.
Or the nigga
I would rather hear from my uncle all day, every day, because at least I know he loved me.
But that's what I'm saying. He didn't do that.
Yes, he did.
Not in the situation. Not what. Not until it was presented to him.
No.
Go ask her whatever the fuck you're about to ask her.
I'm not doing that. I'm on this right now. That's old product. Anyway.
Old product?
Yes, the question will pend me. Anyway.
Wow.
First of all, no. Crown told her what happened. He even checked Crown, like, yo, check how the fuck you talked to my niece. He did that shit in real time.
He should have did it.
No, nigga. Y'all's in there. No, again, I'm not going
to. Who's y'all?
You. I don't think there's a way that Luke could have worded that shit that would have Jukebox be mature enough to take that shit.
No, that part I will agree.
Okay,
it was like medicine. It's like hard medicine.
So, if no matter what happens, the audience you are dealing with is never going to be okay and mature enough to take that shit, you can sit there and say the sky is blue and you're beautiful, and they'll take it as an insult.
She didn't take it as an insult. I think she was more upset with the... Matter of fact, she was more upset and hurt that, like, he didn't defend her, like, multiple times, bro. He was like, you're beautiful.
What was there to defend, my nigga? Obviously, what was there to defend?
The lack of confidence there? The lack of the confidence in the hostility. The hesitation in his voice when he was like, you're beautiful.
And?
But then again, we're talking about a guy who's a drug dealer turned to a music producer.
Again, I swear, I think this is why I know a lot of niggas who want shit ain't built for the shit they want. Because, no. First off, about that conversation that Lou had with her was fucked up. It was an uncomfortable conversation out the ass. But if she wanted to make it in the industry like she said she wanted to, that'd be a conversation you might not like at the moment, but you'll have to welcome and adjust. And personally, the crazy part about that shit is the actress who plays Drew is so fucking bad in real life.
Yo, she is
all
pretty,
she
yo.
Ever had to do, and it's the '90s, right? What did Lauryn Hill do?
This takes place in the '80s, I think.
No, it's the '90s, nigga.
The first year, oh, so like yeah, it's a year later, so it's the '90s.
He was a kid
right.
with that, that right, rock right. shit. That you're was right, like 86.
No, I was saying because at the first season it was the '80s. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who was one of the biggest rappers from New York? Well, not from New York, but in that area.
The real Roxanne.
No. I'm talking about Lauryn Hill. Shantae. In the '90s, I'm talking about Lauryn Hill.
Oh, and Lauryn Hill.
Having that more of a dude swag, but still giving touches of feminine, and she still never let her, her femininity always protruded, even if she was with baggy clothes with Fugees.
And we're Aaliyah.
So, nah. I'm not, I said Lauryn for a reason. Because Aaliyah still put up her sexuality. I'm not giving Juke that, so she might have to change much of herself.
I'll give you that part.
That's what I'm saying. So the change she had to do is not big at all. It's kind of minimal.
Well, you're saying Aaliyah's change was minimal?
No, I'm talking about Juke's change.
Oh, Juke's change. Okay, okay.
Keep up.
I thought you said Aaliyah. I thought you were saying like Aaliyah's change was minimal. And I was like, not really. But I was like, fine, I'll just give you that. But Juke's, yes.
No, because right. I'm saying for her, because her swag, she has swag for days. I just think it would just add a couple feminine touches, like unbraid the hair. Maybe if you let the hair go down some and get long braids, some shit like that. Little shit could have worked for that.
See, but I didn't say none of that shit.
My nigga, do you think anything he said would have been received openly?
In that initial conversation, no. But like afterwards,
okay.
Probably.
But okay, so again, I get. He could have worded it better.
That's what I'm
but
saying.
If you're not that's my nigga, saying. But if the person you're listening to is not going to listen to it, regardless, it don't matter what you say.
Well, she's gonna listen. Well, no, she's not. She's not gonna listen to it now because, like,
but now he gave her song away. But now we know why Juke ended up as a crooked cop
because he gave her song away, too.
No.
I said that's further cementing her being like fuck it because he gave her song away to the J Lo chick.
And again, this is
some, discounted J Lo.
This is some sucky business. But then again, as far as how they raised her and Kanan. I'm surprised she's mad about this. Is only her. Only if it wasn't Lou, it wouldn't be. She wouldn't be that hurt. It's her uncle. You use their studios, their equipment to record the shit. They own that song.
That's a fact. But like I said, this goes back to what you said. Most people are not built for this and don't know it. How many people are making music right now and don't understand it's called the music what business?
Well, yeah. How many people want to be? Most people want to be famous. They don't want to be actors or actresses. They just want to be famous.
That's the game. That's like 90% of the game nowadays anyway, bro. What are you saying? What are we talking about? That's literally like the game nowadays.
Yeah, before we go. You saw that shit with Nicki Minaj?
No, I didn't. See the shit with the game?
What the fuck is the game?
The game, the rapper.
He's still alive?
Yo, stop it. Don't do that, yo. Don't do that. Don't do that. That Black Slim Shady bullshit.
I forgot about him, too.
I just thought he went to old rap nigga heaven. Or like just
I really
went no, he just came out with an album. Don't do that, yo. How he sat there and resold 18K a week and meanwhile, 50, Dr. Dre and Eminem just won an Emmy. And 50 Cent. 50 Cent is the king of petty, by the way. 50 put up a post sitting there saying, like, the meme that when he's in the car and he, like, laughs at them and, like, pulls off and shit like that. He was like, oh, damn, champ. He was like, you didn't get one of these trophies? He's like, oh, you only sell 18K a week? I know that hurts. He's like, if you want somebody to talk to, I'm here for you. Fucking 50 is crazy. But go on. What about fucking Nicki? That shit was funny, bro.
She's suing a blogger and shit.
She's suing a blogger for what?
Because the blogger said that she was on coke and that her baby's going to grow up to be a rapist like his father.
I would sue too. Wait, what? Wait, I would sue too. That's mad defamation. Like, then, like,
I don't think so.
That is defamation, bro. I don't think so. Yes.
No.
Can't say shit like that about a child, fam. And my child, nigga, I'm coming for everything you got.
Who the fuck is your kid?
Huh?
Who the fuck is your kid to me?
I said, who the fuck is your kid to me? It doesn't matter, yo. It doesn't matter what the fuck you mean.
Nah, like, don't get me wrong. The child thing is objectively fucked up, but
yes,
can't do nothing about it.
You can sue and be like, that's defamation. All right,
you can sue, but you're probably not going to win because, one,
it's not about even winning. It's just about sending a message. It's one of those messages. It's one of those shit.
So, wait, you'd rather sue somebody and send a message or sue?
Do you know what the fuck suing does to people, bro?
It does fuck with people's heads.
It fucks with people's heads. It fucks with people's thing. It sends a message. It's like putting a dead body in the middle of towns of the fucking town square and saying, like, listen, you fuck with me, this is what happens to you. Huh?
What the fuck is this, the mafia?
You ever been sued before?
No.
I could tell, yo.
No, I'm not saying like, no, I mean like, when I say it like that, it's just,
I
like,
don't know about this. I've never been sued, for the record, by the way. It's only is, because I have like, friends that are lawyers and I've seen that
wouldn't
shit.
I'd rather sue somebody knowing I can win the bitch.
No. Some people go into lawsuits artists, knowing they're going to lose. Just knowing right,
she got long money. She got long money.
She's just doing it to...
Send a message to motherfuckers. Yeah.
That way, this person is an example. That's what she uses this person as. You said this shit about me, my husband, and my child. I'm going to show everyone else that you can't do the same shit. I'm going to sue this person.
I bet you motherfuckers will shut up now because he has lawn money for days. That person can't go. Matter of fact, didn't this shit happen with fucking with Cardi too, with that Tasha K shit?
Yeah, but same that shit. Went all the way to court.
I hate that.
I mean, it went all the way to court, but homegirl lost though.
Well, here's the thing though. Stupid. Tasha K is a special kind of dumbass.
No, there's a lot more Tasha K's out there.
I've never heard of Tasha K before until I heard about that case a little bit. I was like, okay, so a no-name YouTuber...
Runs her mouth. Gets sued. It's surprised at the consequences. Like,
yep.
That's essentially what it is.
It's like, just don't...
The internet has made people way too comfortable with just talking shit and not having consequences.
I get that, but also... What Tasha K said, Cardi B actually had proof that what she said fucked up money and bags for her.
Yeah.
Nicki don't have that. That's when I say defamation is different, because that's one of the hardest cases to prove.
No, I mean, I get you.
Okay,
I get
one,
you on that.
Because two things. One, the baby thing, that's vile and fucked up. But
Most definitely.
You can't really sue anybody off that. It's just a fucked up comment. It's offensive.
You can...
No, nigga, if hurt feelings don't work in court.
No, you can say emotional damages.
But then you have to prove what damages.
Yeah, you gotta have proof of,
it affected,
like,
it affected my ability to sit there and
be able to make music.
I was depressed over the fact. I looked at my son and I'm thinking the thing. There are people. What I'm saying is that there are people. I'm not defending it. I'm just saying that there are people who can flip that and say it.
Yes, but it's not about flipping it. It's about making the case for it.
They can flip it and make it a case. You'd be surprised, yo.
It's not a good case.
Our justice system is not perfect, bro.
No.
Not at all.
No, it's not perfect.
Especially if you got money.
Yeah, facts. She got fucking long money, bro.
We're not arguing that.
What's her fucking net worth?
But when we're talking that court and lawsuits and shit, there's only certain way it has to fit a certain type of criteria to win. Even the doing coke thing. Nicki herself said she did coke. So it's like, how are you going to get mad that somebody kind of repeated what you said?
Because why the fuck are we bringing that back up?
This is what I'm saying.
That's what happens if you're an artist.
But you're a public figure, so it comes with the territory.
All your old shit comes to light. Either somebody's going to bring it to light, or you're going to say it. But if you say it, you got to expect people to come back with those things later down the line.
Speaking of people and being like, and not having that expectation, but not and being shocked at this shit. Did you hear about the Drake shit? With him in the needle drop, the Anthony Fantano, the music critic. Okay. If I showed you a picture of him, you would know him, because like, you are on YouTube, right? Mm-hmm. He reviews albums and shit like that. He basically did a troll where he said that Drake DM'd him and sent him like a vegan cookie recipe and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And Drake responded to the DM. Drake himself DM'd him and said, your existence is like a light one to me, and the only reason why it's like a light one, which is like a troll to Fantano, because the way that he critiques and labels albums and like rates albums is from like a light one to like a thing, and if it's not good, he'll just flat out say it's not good, right? And Drake said, your existence is a light one to me, and that's only because you're alive, and the other thing is because somehow you pulled a black girl and da 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 da, because he used to be married, but now he's divorced.
Yeah, that was Drake going out like a fucking hoe.
Yeah, yo, and then Drake posted that on his story, thinking that it was gonna give credit. Like, people are gonna be like, yo, you came at him. People are clowning the shit out of Drake right now because of that shit.
It just sounds like he watches the dude's YouTube channel.
No, but it brings out the point that, like, no matter how high you get and everything like that, as a public figure, you would think that at this point with Drake and Nicki, per se, that they would sit there and be like, I'm at the top of the phone, why the fuck do I care? But, like, people care because it shows that people are human beings, basically. Mm-hmm. That people are going, that you can, that nobody's untouchable. You can't touch somebody. In terms of like,
okay, like plucking
at their strings and their feelings and all that other shit.
Yes, but let's not act like celebrities don't pick and choose when they want to get mad. Because when, 100%. When it's all dick riding and all love, never an issue. But as soon as it's not favorable, because let's be real, Fantino's not really a fan of Drake.
Not at all. There's a whole compilation video of him just shitting on
the world. Let's be real.
He said Views was ass. I disagreed highly with
him. I agree with him on that one.
Views was not ass, bro. Views was actually aged pretty well.
Okay,
he said Take Care was ass.
That's what I love. That's what
Yeah. I was like, yo, nah. He said Take Care was a horrible album. I'm like, wait, what? He said the dancehall one, the EDM album was not good. I actually kind of agree with him on that one. That was not, like, the best album. I think Drake just made the album just because Drake wanted to make a fucking dance album. Which is crazy, because we were at the bar last night, and they played a song from Drake, and everybody went fucking bananas. From that dance album. Happy belated birthday, Janiyah, by the way.
Thanks. I'm gonna be honest, I don't remember that song.
That's how you know the night was great. Shout out to her. Yeah. Shout out to Janiyah.
She's the first time I don't remember that much.
Yeah, she had a wonderful night.
I normally remember everything.
JLD was partying. JLD partying, man. Oh, and shout out to Tony too. Shout out to Tony, running into my homie Tony.
Yeah.
And Anesthesia. Shout out to her too. Shout out to her too. She wasn't there, but shout out to her too.
Tony. Yeah, he was just like, y'all can just go ahead.
Oh,
when I saw him, I was like, oh, okay, cool. So we just walk in.
Met Tony the front doorman. Yeah, shout out to him too. But I was talking about Tony that I ran into in the club, the one from like my master's thing. Like him too. But no, shout out to Tony at the front too. That's my guy. That's my homie.
I was like, oh, thank God he's here. So
mad connected out here. Yeah, so with all that being said, Power is not done yet, but we need to do a season review at the end, and we need to have Dayron here.
And also I want to get the argument right now when Deke get here. I think Razor King is the best book after the original
Power. Oh, most definitely. Yeah. Most definitely. Because I finished Force, and it was
Oh, Force, I feel like it's going to be good this next season.
No, it's going to be great next season. They set up, it was like a setup season. But it was still cool. Like, I liked Force. Anything's better than fucking book two with fucking Tariq. Tariq can't stand that motherfucker.
Well, nah, anything would be better than watching Tariq all the time. Because Bobby Brown and Kanan book two is the star of that shit. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Best character, literally everything with him gets more interesting. Tariq just be there and they keep trying to convince us he's some drug dealing prodigy when I'm like, this nigga would be dead in real life. No, I'm serious, this nigga could not survive, period.
Nah, shit was fucking hilarious. He'd go in jail and ghost leave us know. I knew you end up here, little nigga. Right where I taught you always be. Like, bruh.
And the fucked up part is they knew for a fact they couldn't get Omari to come back and read that shit in his voice. He sounded too happy, like, I knew you'd end up here, little nigga.
Shit was great.
I'm sorry, nothing was better than Ghost grabbing Tariq up against the wall. You know he got mad and start calling him a little nigga and start talking through his like, fuck you, little nigga. Fuck Tasha.
Cody still is in his feelings about the whole Tasha situation.
What about Tasha? I don't like the bitch.
Cody's in his feelings about Tasha.
No, Cody fuck doesn't Tasha, like Tasha. Fuck her little son husband Tariq. The only one I like still is Yaz.
Cody's in his feelings about Tasha. It's cool, though. Good to have you back, though.
Oedipus Rex with fucking guns and drugs.
I fucking care with you, yo. Anyway, like I said before, shout out to... Damn, what are we going to call this fucking episode, man? I was about to say something. I was about to, like, close out, but, like, damn, I haven't even got a title for this episode.
We'll call it All the Above.
All the Above?
Yeah.
Why?
All the Above.
Because we got All the Above? There's only, like, 5 things on this fucking list. We talked about, like, 20 different things, bro.
And?
I miss this podcasting shit, though.
Right.
When's our next episode going to be?
Next week.
Next week?
We're back.
No, don't put like a time period on it.
I said we're back consistently, huh?
Because Coley, because I don't need you disappearing again and going to fucking like Mexico and shit and like and then randomly just coming back like, yo, I'm back. Yo.
First of all,
it's been like a month and some change, Coley. It's been like 2 months. I'm
because I'm popular.
You're not popular.
And two, I only disappear on those I don't give a fuck about. So what's that say about you?
He doesn't care about this podcast. You see, you heard it, right? He don't care about this podcast or this company or this brand. He don't give a fuck about no. He don't give a fuck about none of us.
I don't give a fuck about you.
Because
bitch.
I am the brand now. Without me, there is no fucking brand. I am the boss down of this shit. I don't know why you don't understand that, but it's cool though.
Oh, if you'll sit your ass in the back of the same background and shut the fuck up.
No, how about you shut the
nigga,
fuck up?
Nigga, hit a ooh and an eye. Can I get a ooh and an eye?
I'll definitely give you a ooh and eye when I deck you.
And that shit better be in tune, alright?
Fucking bitch. Yo. Good to have you back.
You ain't even blue, nigga. You ain't got the deep voice, nigga. You fucking Otis.
Nigga, you
that's the only reason why you was narrating shit. Nobody was worried about you. Motherfucking.
Are you proud of yourself?
A little bit right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, alright, cool. Dickhead.
Y'all can't do me like this.
Stop fucking disappearing then.
You ungrateful son of a bitches.
Yeah, I like you fucking trapping out here. Fucking disappearing and shit, talking about I was doing things. Anyway, nigga, you're like, yo, welcome back, though. It's good to have you back. Yeah, I miss this podcast and shit, yo.
My bottom bitch.
You want to go to Comic-Con?
Sure.
You want to go to Comic-Con? Jenna, are you down to go to Comic-Con? Sure. Because we're going to Comic-Con. It's October 6th. It's October the 6th to 9th. We're definitely going to do an episode out there.
You're still getting grounded? No,
I'm
about to start a second job.
Yeah, but either way.
Did you make it?
Yo, first of all, don't say shit like that. No. Stop it. No Jamaican slander will be tolerated over here. We love everybody. We love everybody and here at JLD. We really do. You fucking done sitting there whispering
man,
this shit?
So if I smacked the blood.
Yeah, listen. Yeah, first of all, you didn't even say it right.
I didn't care to.
Yeah, I could tell. You're Jamaican. Don't be disrespecting yourself like that. Don't stop it. Like no, that. But shout out to everybody. Shout out to our Spotify. Shout out to Anchor. Shout out to Amazon Backstage. Shout out to everybody who's pressed play and gave us money and sat there and donated and sat there and said that they love the podcast and everything that we've done.
Why are you always trying to get sound heartfelt halfway through this shit?
Because we're at the end. We're not halfway through this shit. We're not halfway through it. We're at the end, motherfucker. What are you talking about? Either way, we love y'all. Coley, we missed y'all. And we definitely will be back next week. Promise we won't take as long as a break as we did before. It's good to be back. We missed you all. This has been Kizzy. And this nigga
David Ruffin, aka
No. We ain't asked for all that.
That sounded solid.
We ain't fucking asked for all that. So this is Kizzy. And this is Jenaya. Say bye.
Goodbye.
See, nobody can see you piecing up right now.
I forgot.
Alright, cool.
It's about the energy.
I completely forgot.
Whatever you go. We out. Peace and blessings to everybody. Be safe out there. 1